So, when can I read your book?
Well, you know, I do happen to have a manuscript in my car. I mean, it's not proofed or anything, so it's full of typos, if you don't mind typos.
Oh, no, who cares? I mean, I'm the queen of typos.
Okay.
Ask you a personal question, Miles.
Sure.
Why are you so into Pinot? I mean, it's like a thing with you.
I don't know. It's a hard grape to grow, as you know, right? It's thin skin, temperamental, ripens early. It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet, which can just grow anywhere and thrive even when it's neglected. Nah, Pinot needs constant care and attention. You know, and in fact, it can only grow in these really specific little tucked away corners of the world. And only the most patient and nurturing of growers can do it, really. Only somebody who really takes the time to understand Pinot's potential can then coax it into its fullest expression. And then, I mean, oh, its flavors, they're just the most haunting and brilliant and thrilling and subtle and ancient on the planet. Now, I mean, you know, Cabernet can be...
跟人人听力网听电影学英语之杯酒人生 www.rrting.com 让我的听力做你的翅膀
Powerful and exalting too, but they seem prosaic to me for some reason, by comparison. I don't know. What about you?
What about me?
I don't know. Why are you into wine?
I think I originally got into wine through my ex-husband. You know, he had this big sort of show-off cellar, you know?
Right.
But then I discovered that I had a really sharp palate.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I drank, the more I liked what it made me think about.
Like what?
Like what a fraud he was.
Wow.
No, I like to think about the life of wine.
Yeah.
How it's a living thing. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing. How the sun was shining, if it rained. I like to think about all the people who tended and picked the grapes. And if it's an old wine, how many of them must be dead by now? I like how wine continues to evolve. Like, if I opened a bottle of wine today, it would taste different than if I'd opened it on any other day. Because a bottle of wine is actually alive. And it's constantly evolving and gaining complexity. That is, until it peaks. Like you're 61. And then it begins its... steady, inevitable decline. And it tastes so fucking good.
You know, I like other wines besides Pinot, too. I don't know. I mean, lately I've been really into Rieslings. You like Rieslings?